James Hamilton for MMA UK, joined via Skype by Kunle Lawal. Thanks for coming on, Kunle.
No worries, man. How you been?
Good, mate. Good. It's been a year since I think we've done an interview. It's been a while.
It was my last fight on top.
I think I was at your. I was at the fight at Battle Arena as well, where you took what was it the? Oh, where was that guy Faye that you fought at Battle Arena?
Oh, at Budo.
Budo Battle Arena.
It's a Swedish opponent.
Swedish, aye. And obviously we're on, you've got another fight coming up, you're fighting in Evolution of Combat. That's on the 15th of February, so fairly early in the year. Were you quite keen to get back in there as early as possible this year?
I'm keen to get back in as quickly as possible, but nothing's really changing. After my last fight, I've always been in the gym anyway, so always keep training, always been in training hard anyway, so just had to get the weight down. But all the hard work and everything else was there.
So it's just really a case of making the improvements,
Training what I need to do to adjust to my opponent, really, and just like walking a few heads, but I'm feeling good, feeling ready.
Because it's one thing James has kind of said about you, is they're trying to get you fighting a lot of different guys, different styles of guys, and getting you experience that through your amateur career. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you feel is definitely is benefiting you as a fighter?
That's really benefiting me. Like, just now, I'm just really trying to work on my amateur, just get as much like cage experience as I can just now, and just actually help me grow as an athlete as well. The more time and the obviously more different fights I can get, the better it helps me. I go turn pro, so I kind of know I've had every kind of style, so I'm kind of used to it and I know how to adjust.
It's one thing at the amateur ranks. It's the records aren't as important at the amateur ranks. It's about what you do as an amateur and how you go as a fighter before you make the step as pro.
Mm-hmm. So I'm amateur now. Like, that's what's good with James. Like, nothing's rushed or anything like that. Everything's like set in time. We've went through everything. So, everything's done in set in time. So, when the eggs, I'm ready. Obviously, make the move, but I'm enjoying it just now.
And coming off your last fights, it's just James was saying there's just some slight adjustments that he's had to address. Is that something then you feel like you've managed to do? In the gym, you've addressed a few things, and we're going to see that in the next fight.
After my last fight, it's really like getting too uncomfortable. I'm on my back and stuff like that. We've worked on that, and as well, one of the other things we're working on is going down the weight class, because I make like 77 a lot easier than I should. Like I can make 77 to cut water and anything like that. So like, by the time I refuel, I made my opponents a lot bigger than me. By the time I get in the cage, I mean, like, it doesn't show in the first round, but as the round goes on, you're trying to like grapple and hold the opponent down. All that kind of plays a little bit of a factor. But I still feel stronger that way. So, but there's nothing stopped me going down a weight class, because I can still make it easy as well. So that's this fight's going to be at 75. So you first day at 75 and just walk our way down. So because then when you make a big jump down to 70, in case I can't make it, then and I have to cancel a fight. So just doing that step by step.
I mean, it seems like the sensible thing to do. I think especially amateur catch weights are definitely a useful thing. For you as well, is it about, when you're going down that weight, then just taking a small drop, obviously, down to 75, then it's about just seeing how your body reacts to that going forward.
If I'm still, being able to eat well and age, because you get some guys that can make the weight, but they absolutely kill themselves in making weight, but at the same time, I've got a full-time job and stuff like that, so I can't be extreme dieting that much. I still need to go to my work, but I still need to make sure I'm getting good quality training as well, so it's not just all about making the weight and like absolutely killing myself. So that's what I did. Making 75, then now going down 75 has been really easy. The diet is bad and everything, so once that's done, then we'll see, maybe we can get something like 73 72, then see how that feels, then go from there.
And the other thing as well that you get the benefit is the crazy weight cutting days when James and that were fighting and they were doing absolute insane things there. It's a bit more of a scientific approach now. So you guys like you get the benefit of their experience as well. So that's, I'm assuming, going to help you as well.
Therefore, it's good to have folk like James in the gym, and obviously for like Stevie, Danny and stuff like that. There's a lot of guys have done weight cutting, everybody's got like own different ideas and stuff like that. So it's good to have speak to different people and be able to see different ways and see what suits you the best, sort of thing. But anyway, James is, he'd be working on that just now. So I think I waterloaded the last week. that ball wall loading and cut the rest in the sun and stuff like that. But Stephen Mops, said he's there to help me through it as well, because he does that quite a lot.
I'm sure Stevie Mop will be sharing some Instagram stories and that at your expense. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. I saw there was one the other day. Was it? Were you cutting about in flip flops or something?
Oh no, that's my big brother.
Was it your brother?
We got him training there as well. Because like, I was driving, so he normally just jumps in his car with sliders on. Well, after the first stream, like, I guess we'll go for something to eat. And then he's not got his trousers. Where are you going to car? Like, what's that on your feet? He just come one bit down with sliders on.
It's one of the ones. I don't think MD's safe when Stevie Mops about me. I think that's, that's lesson learned there. Your brother's in training as well now. How's it been having your brother in the gym as well?
I've really enjoyed that. I've been training the gym with us because me and him are studying the PT sessions as well with James. Mm-hmm. So I'm a partner PT, so that's been quite helpful as well. It's good because sometimes there's me because he's starting as well, so he's also asking me about wee small thing as well.
Right.
And he helps me because when I'm explaining to him, I need to break it down in my head as well. So he's making me think about some other stuff as well. So it's been good having him as well. Sometimes he's been coming runs and stuff like with me. So, because normally it's when I go and run myself, someone then she can be you're tired, try and push yourself. But having him as well is kind of like a wee competition because his brother's there.
That's it. Your big brother's no one you get one up on him, mate.
Always trying to prove myself.
It helps as well, but having that wee extra support system, I suppose, just even for runs and that, to keep pushing you as well.
Yeah, it's good to have that. He was in my corner for my last fight, and should be my corner for this fight as well. It's good to have him in the corner as well, because it's kind of getting him used to what the atmosphere is like behind the scenes and stuff as well, so he knows what it's like backstage. Because hopefully he's going to fight before the end of the year. So he's kind of breaking him into it as well slowly.
How do you think that'll be for you then? Obviously, you're used to being the one getting into the cage that you're going to step back and watch your brother in there. Do you think that's going to be a weird experience?
I was thinking actually more nerve-wracking. Even when I watch one of my teammates fight, than when it's actually me fighting.
Aye.
I don't know why, just because it's your teammates, you just got to go in there as well. To watch him fight would be it's because it's the same when Stevie, I remember when Stevie Mop used to corner Mop, or when Mop corner Stevie, you could tell they were both really nervous because he's your brother, but it'd be fun as well, but a good learning curve.
That's another new experience for you as well, just watching your brother in there doing his thing, and kind of, you get to see how he feels now.
Yeah, I guess he feels it, but I'll have to see him when he's doing his weight cut, because he's always trying to make me die, trying to make me jealous when I'm weight cutting, so that'll be fun for me.
And obviously in the 15th, your opponent, Ross Mason, having a wee look at Ross, obviously there's something common there, he fought Mark. It was a while ago, though, and obviously you probably know this yourself. If you look at yourself a couple of years ago, it could be a hard thing. But is there anything Mark said to you, or any pointers maybe?
No, really. Mark's just he's a good stand-up striker. Ross Mesankos done a few amateur boxing fights. So, but with that as well, I feel real comfortable with my boxer. I'm more a striker as well. So it would be good in that way. But the only thing, I think I'll be taller and longer than him as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I still obviously respect his striking, but he's seen when in the second round when Matt dropped him, he does fling up a couple of submissions and stuff, so it does seem like he's clued up in his back. So just make sure I'm not leaving any stupid out, and I keep anything tight, so I'd be good.
I guess the other thing as well, you've got to take into account the time that's passing, so I think you've got to expect he's going to be better as well.
Definitely, because I'm obviously looks like he's a young boy as well, so I've been in training hard as well. And last fight as well, won with a decision, so he's done. He's been doing good.
And are you looking forward to fighting on Evolutionary Combat?
I was actually at a show last year. Up in Glasgow, the one Sean Clancy, Fee, Jason, and Justin fought on. It was a big cage and stuff like that, so a well-run show. So I'm looking forward to it as well. So it'll be good experience.
Is that something you prefer? Do you prefer having the bigger cage, having a bit extra space to work in?
I like the bigger cage. Like everything, if people is moaning to me, especially my spine, I like my space to move because I'm quite long as well. So also I try to keep my range all the time. Right. So the next space I've got, the better it works for me.
That's a pleasure, isn't you? And just you said, you get guys like over the last year, you've got guys like Mark and Kieran and all that coming out of the gym. Obviously, Luke Shanks as well. How's that been having the new bodies in the gym to help your training get better?
It's been totally amazing. Like, because like from the old gym, when we went from the old gym, new gym, a couple of like the older boys and stuff that was there, they all left. But in folk like Mark, Kia, Luke, and stuff, because like they all came in with the same mindset as all of us. And they're all pushing, we're all pushing for the same hand. So it's like they've came in, it's like, and they've came in with a different style as well. So now it's like a different style we've adjusted to as well. So it's like it's good to have that as much bodies. And plus this, they all train for fights as well. So it's like it's a good atmosphere in the gym as well. Everybody's got a fight coming up, so everybody's putting 100% in. There's no anybody like too relaxed or anything like that. So it's good having them up at the gym. Because the more bodies we have, the better it is for us.
I saw that as well, obviously, with the gym obviously expanding and you've seen a lot of guys coming through. I think you've got like Connor Hitchens and stuff like that in the gym at the moment. And Alex was in recently. Is that again something you enjoy, having those guys that are at really high level coming through the gym?
It's really good to have those guys coming to the gym because just they show you styles. Even like when Alex was up, he showed me a few new trips to take the back and stuff like that as well. So stuff I've known before. And as well as like, I guess you mix some other people as well with me, so it's good to have that because like maybe that's like somebody you might never have spoken to, have nothing in common, but when it comes to punching each other in the face, they seem to get on quite well. So it's good to have them up.
And obviously, you've got Craig Mopper, you know, as well. Do you get much work in with Craig at all? If you ever get a chance, obviously, Craig's been doing fantastic in the jiu-jitsu side of things. So I'm assuming that's, again, another benefit to you in that aspect.
It's good. Sometimes I do work with Craig because he's got a gym. His gym, he coaches it just literally like 5 minutes from my house. And it sounds like 5 minutes in a row. So if there's any time I can ever make training, if he's got a session on, I can always jump in these classes or stuff like that. I'm always welcome to roam this garage with him anytime you want.
I saw that he's got the home gym set up now as well.
It's really cool. Like, if you ever get a chance to go do it and see it, it's smart. So I get space for it, but maybe it's a bad idea because I can for a fact to never be with it. Calm's only to stay 2 minutes away from him as well, so you can just tell both of them. They've been there all day long, just rolling.
Well, it's good to have that close by though, isn't it?
It's good, like. And that's the end with Mop. He's always like, since I've started, he's always helped me a lot with my career and stuff like that. So it's good to have him kind of close by. And I mean, because if I ever like need any questions from like extra and from jiu-jitsu, and that's always happy to help me. So it's good to have that.
And just one last thing, I'll finish on, Gunnar. This is something I'm getting a wee bit interested in, and it's I've been watching a few things on it. It's what it's like for you on fight day. Can you tell me a wee bit what fight day is like for you in terms of when you're getting to the arena, what the nerves are like, and talk to me, tell me a wee bit about what that's like for you, that experience.
Like in the morning when I first wake up, I'm literally like kind of more, you're buzzing because it's fight day. You're like, all right, like, let's get it done. But then you sometimes, I kind of forget with the fight, like, kind of after I make weight, sometimes I worry about making weight too much. So sometimes kind of switch off a wee bit from the fight. But then until you actually get to the arena and stuff, like, and that's when you start getting like kind of butterflies and stuff. Like, there's times like, come before you go, you start thinking, just like, I'm a day, and like, I'm really going to a cage or something, always to kick my head in. But when obviously, kind of like James and stuff like that, always talk you down, you know, you start warming up. But then for me, as soon as I start walking out and I get into the cage, I just can like switch off. Like, I'm just saying, that's when you actually just turn focus and kind of forget.
We lost you for a wee second.
Once I get in the cage, I kind of tune everybody else out, the crowd and stuff like that. The only voice I can focus on when I'm in there is James. And he's good, especially that James are coming up, because he's always loud and clear, so he can always hear his instructions really well.
I've heard him a few times at shows. You can definitely hear him. And I've seen some videos of him. I think it was the Irish lad he was shouting in on top, and he shouted back at him. The other thing is, I was interested in as well, is that, like, see when you're at the back, you're sort of getting ready, and you know maybe you're 3 or 4 fights away, but then potentially a few quick knockouts happening, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh shit, I'm actually going out a lot quicker. Is it, have you, has that happened to you before?
It's happened to me a couple of times before. When it's like, I was in my third fight in Budo. I was just still kind of chilling. The next thing, I ended like two fights before me, just like quick first round knockouts. Then I was like, oh, and you go. Then I just had to quickly get warmed up and go out. But you did adjust it. Just need, it's one of those things, time to go.
I guess the nerves aren't a bad thing. It keeps you sharp as long as you can keep them under control.
I definitely say, if you're not nervous, then either if the last thing is like, if I'm going in there, I'm not nervous, I should not find the right opponent, or I'm kind of not in the right spot, or I don't want it as bad. It should be, because any day you're nervous in case you lose or anything like that, and you know you do respect your opponent. Unless I'm fighting something that I know, like there's no way I'm going to lose, then obviously I shouldn't be in that fight. But plays a big part.
Perfect. Well, it was always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. Thanks very much. And obviously just for MD, so let's say Coonley's fighting on the 15th of February, and that's at the Evolution of Combat show. So obviously best of luck on the 15th, mate, and I'm looking forward to watching the fight.
Cheers, man. Right, see you later.
Right, I'll see you later. Coonley, thanks again, mate.
Bye. Right, cheers.